This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
هيا على الفلاح.
After praising the King of all kings, the Master of the Day of Judgment, the One, the Only, Allah the Almighty, and sending salutations on the Imam of the Prophets, the Leader of the Prophets, the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O Muslims, remember one thing, and that is that the shaitan is your enemy. So take him as an enemy. He will try his best to deceive you, to misguide you. Why? Because he wants you to enter the fire of hell. This is why Ibn Qayyim rahimullah would say that the shaitan, he will not leave you alone. And when you are on the verge of dying and you are on the last throes, two shaitans come. One in the form of your mother and the other in the form of your father. And the father comes and he says, "Oh my child, I was a Christian. This is the best of religions. Change, become a Christian." And then his mother comes in the form of shaitan. The shaitan takes the form of his mother and she says that I was a Jew. This is the best of religions. Change before it's too late. Allahu Akbar, the shaitan will try. And he will keep on trying to deceive a person, make a person deviate from the path. And on some occasions, he has succeeded. And on other occasions, he has failed. Allah Azza wa Jalla says that the shaitan is your enemy. So take him as your enemy. For that very reason, the first story comes to mind. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. My brothers, there was one guy who I know personally. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. A man who worships Allah, that has been practicing for the past 15, 16 years worshipping Allah on a daily basis. A man that is eager to learn about the religion. A man that is eager to elevate Islam. A man who gets up for his 5 daily prayers with his kids. And he prays. So one occasion, he wants you to get married to a second wife. And where did he find her? On Single Muslim. There he found a woman. White in complexion. But the only problem was that she was from Nigeria. His wife disagreed. He beat his wife black, blue, and purple with a stick. He oppressed her in front of his little kids. He beat his wife to make her agree. And yes, when she got the beating of her life, she agreed. But the sad thing was that she was oppressed. So this individual, I asked him, have you spoken to her? He says, no. Have you verbally spoken? No. Have you seen a picture of her? No. He will contact me at night and he will say, yo, men have fallen in love with her. I can't live without her. I can't wait to marry this woman. Many of his friends, cousins, disagreed. Many people went against him. And he started dropping lines that everyone's jealous to such an extent that what he does, he makes his wife go to the shop, buy some wedding clothes, buy some food and everything. Come the wedding night, he's dressed in a Moroccan thobe, dressed to impress. He phones me up and he says, come down, I'm going to get married. So when I came, all of his friends were sitting down in a circle, waiting to do the ceremony for the marriage. And all of a sudden, she doesn't turn up. Like I said earlier, his wife is oppressed. His wife came to me, came to my family, and she said that my husband has beaten me. Give me some advice. Tell me something so my husband doesn't get married. I understood one thing, that this guy was an oppressor. So I said that between you and Allah, there is no veil, there is no barrier. You supplicate to Allah and Allah will answer your prayer. She supplicates. She is a God-fearing woman. She supplicates. And indeed Allah Azza wa Jalla answered her supplication. Hours passed. She didn't turn up, the bride. So we went onto the account on Single Muslim and found out that it wasn't a woman, but it was a Nigerian man. Allahu Akbar. That scammed him of £7,000 through Western Union because she was claiming that I want my family to attend my marriage. So when she didn't turn up, Allahu Akbar, now he's on the verge of dropping. How shaitan fooled him. people are laughing at him, texting him, sending him pictures of apes and monkeys. Hey, you want a wife? Here is your wife. Allahu Akbar. Tears are flowing from his eyes. He says to me, and he explained the full story. He sat on the toilet. He says, I picked a blade up and I felt the presence of Shaitan. From the left ear, kill yourself, kill yourself. Disgrace. You have been humiliated. People are laughing at you. Kill yourself, kill yourself. He says, I heard whispers from the left, from the right, from the left. He says, I grabbed the blade and I put it to my stomach and I was about to stab myself. And all of a sudden, I stopped. And I said to my mind, where? And he said, above the belly button. He says, I heard voices in my ear. Kill yourself, kill yourself. And I was about to kill myself until my wife knocked the door and I came out, and that was the end of it. So close. A man who worshipped Allah for 15 years, dedicated his life for religion, and his end was that he was about to kill himself. Beating his wife, oppressed his wife. This is why I end by saying, beware of the supplication of the oppressed.
This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.